Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
And Leslie Dunton Downer is back one last time to talk about the global reach and global roots of English. Author of The English Is Coming, How One Language is Sweeping the World. English known for the way it picks up words from other languages and then sends them back around the globe. And all this week we've been taking your suggestions of words that could become a part of global English, adapted from other languages. So, Leslie, welcome back, and thank you once again for a great week.
Thanks so much. It's been fascinating.
And we were talking about how more people speak English in China than here in the United States. Given how many non-native speakers use English and the ease of global communications these days, I guess it always means changes are in store for this ever-evolving language, and that's one of the big points of your book. Let's go right to the list. Have you been looking at the list of contributions?
I have. I've been studying it, and it's just been very interesting to see what people are suggesting and the words from other languages that they're proposing, as well as some of the things that they've proposed to create, new words out from scratch. Really exciting stuff.
Fadi from Queens proposes the Bahasa Indonesian word bagus. Sydney suggests the Brazilian Portuguese legal. Note that English cool has been borrowed by lots of languages from French to Japanese. As English globalizes, we would expect it to gain new words for common but perhaps tired out expressions. One listener nominates the Kiswahili pole sana for so sorry. And it might not be that words are added all the time. It might also be grammar. Right, Leslie?
That's right. A lot of people wrote in about their frustrations with their as a replacement for he or she. They're upset about the pronouns in English, or they think we might need to renovate them. Some people point out that there's been a lot of flexibility, and you can actually use their for he or she if you want to anyway, and you have been able to for hundreds of years. I think one thing that's really, really interesting, though, there is that they, them, and their are not native English words. Those are actually words that we borrowed into English from Old Norse. That was a Viking language, and we had other pronouns that sounded very similar to he, him, and her. So they were swapped out for foreign pronouns, which is quite unusual, and suggests that even English grammar could be quite significantly transformed along with its vocabulary.
Richard from Hell's Kitchen suggests the German Papierkrieg from Papier for paper and Krieg for war to take red tape to the next level. Paperwork designed to be impossible. I can only hope we don't end up needing that word in global English.
Well, let's hope not, but that will be an interesting question as life in the global era is going to present us with things that we've never dealt with before. So certainly there will be a lot of new words in any area where English is being used on a global scale, whether that's health or the economy or activism or science or travel. So I think these suggestions that people have are really interesting and show us where we are right now, but we can also imagine that as the world keeps changing, when we have to talk about energy issues or pollution on a planetary scale, we might need new words for those things that are part of our new global speech community.
Any others that caught your attention from the list? We got a minute or two.
I was really excited by Michael from Bangkok noting that in Thai, the number 5 is pronounced ha, so that when people want to say ha, 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 instead of LOL or ha, ha, they just put the number 5 on their text messages. I thought, you know, that could be a very efficient way to laugh in English in the future, just number 5. That's kind of a funny one. Also, some of the people sent in ideas for kinship terms. Those are really interesting. People seem to be frustrated by the lack of good kinship terms in English. And again, as family relationships and relationships among people change in the global era, we could probably use a lot of new words for different kinds of relationships. So I thought those were very interesting. And then Joseph in Manhattan proposes empathetherisment as a way to be empathetic but embarrassed. So when someone does something that makes you feel embarrassed for them, but they're not necessarily sufficiently embarrassed for themselves, that's a really funny one. But I think that overall, the interesting thing is that, you know, the language has changed so much in the past, and if you look at English over those sort of 1,500 years, and you see, well, it could have gone extinct a few times, actually, but it didn't, and here we are now in this completely unprecedented linguistic situation. It's a really interesting time for native and non-native speakers to be aware of what's happening in the language, and it's an exciting time to make these kinds of suggestions.
Two more about relatives, relationships. Bernard from Manhattan suggests the Yiddish Machatunim, who are the parents of your child's spouse, not your in-laws, but the other parents. And Stephen, who suggests the Hindi word Kundrun with the same meaning, and it's funny that we don't have that in English. So we will have to leave it there. Leslie Dunton Downer is the author of The English Is Coming, How One Language is Sweeping the World. Thank you for joining us for this project.
Thanks. It was so interesting. A lot of fun.
And listeners, you can check out all the great suggestions and maybe expand your global English vocabulary on our website, WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. And the Leonard Lopate Show, coming up right after the news. This is WNYC FM and AM New York at WNYC.org. Thanks again to everybody who supported the station during the drive. And have a great weekend. I'm Brian Lehrer.